Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the kasha of the Beis Yankov, who asked that according to the Rambam, when a man was mostly shamer on a woman that she was unfaithful, and he divorces her, he says she wasn't a basula and he divorced her, if he's a kohen, who's aser begrusha, gets malchus for divorcing. In fact, the Beis Yankov, as we discussed at length in the previous shiur, Shavi nafshechaticha disur, he did the right thing. She's aser to him, he made her aser to him. So what's the problem? Why does he get malchus? So answers the Beis Yankov in other teretz, based on what he explained there, that if someone says Omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Namar Loser Alav, even though he's meshibud to her, and there's no din of shavi nafshechaticha disur when there's a shibud, as we discussed in a previous shir. So how can he be believed to say Pesach Matzuch Matzasi? And the answer is because he has the power to divorce her and to be mafkia the shibud that he's meshibud to her, and therefore his shibud isn't mafkia his namonis. Since he could divorce her, he's not. That would undo the shibud. Therefore, the shibud isn't mafkia the namonis. And mimele he can say Pesach Matzuch Matzasi, but that's when he has the power. He has the power to be mafkia the shibud. But when she says Tumiani Lucha, I was unfaithful, writes the Ran, that she's not Ne'amanis L'shavi Nafshei Chatichat Yisura. She's Meshubat to him. And she has no power to be Mafkia this Shibud. She can't undo it, she can't divorce him. And in Meila, she's not believed. But he, who has the power, so she can't do Shavi Nafshei Chatichat Yisura. But he who has the power to be Mafkia his Shibud to her, because he can divorce her, he's believed to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. But according to this Zakta Beis Yankiv, that there's no din of Shavi Nachshich L'Yisur L'Gabei Motzi Shemra. Because when Motzi Shemra, he has to keep her. He's not allowed to divorce her. So it emerges that he's Meshubat to her. And here the Chatichat Yisur doesn't help when he's Meshubat. And he can't be Mafkiya the Sheep. But here he can't be Mafkiya the Sheep. But some male is no Shavi Nachshich L'Chatichat Yisur. L'Gabei Motzi Shemra. Because he's not believed to make a Chatichat Yisur when he can't be Mafkiya the Sheep. And here he can't be Mafkiya the Sheep. That the shibud of losia leisha only starts when his edim, who said that she was unfaithful, become edim zomimin. But beforehand, when he just says, "I didn't find besulin," there's no parish of motzi shemra, and there's no shibud that's chal yet to make him stay married to her. And by that time, by the time there's this shibud, she's already asura to him. So how can the shibud be mafkia the isser that was already chal on him? There's already an isser that's chal on him when he says that she's not a basula. So how can the later shibud of his edim becoming edim zomin, the edim that says that she's that say that she wasn't faithful, and then they become edim zomimin, and now he's meshubat, he has to stay married to her. How is that mafkia the earlier isser? So explains Marena Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal Reb Chaim that the Rambam says in Perek Yudches Milchos Suri Bi Alachates that an Eishes Kohen that says to her husband, "I was raped," even though she's Muteris Labaila, she's not believed, but she's a Surah Lekol Kohen Sheba'ola Machar Sheyamas Baila. After her husband dies, she's ushered every Kohen in the world because she admits she's a Zon. As far as her husband is concerned, she has no power to say that. She's Meshubah Shubedis to him. Maybe she's looking to get out of the marriage. We don't believe her. But when it comes to every other Kohen, after her husband dies, that's it. She is considered a Zona, and she is Aser to them. She makes herself a Chatichat Yisura. So the Ravid says, according to the Havana of the Mishnah Lamelech, I don't understand. Since she wasn't believed vis-a-vis her husband that she's a Zona, why should she believe vis-a-vis every other Kohen? Let's not believe her and let her marry a Kohen. So it would appear that there's a distinction between Eidus and the din of Shavi and Afshichatich Surah. By Eidus, it's totally B'Shas HaGodas HaEidus. And it's not going to change afterwards. B'Shas HaGodas HaEidus, the Eidim are good Eidim, it sticks. If they're not good Eidim, it doesn't matter even if afterwards they become kosher. Not good Eidus. It's totally in Shas HaGodas HaEidus. Mashen Kain, when it comes to Shavi and Afshichatich Surah, there, it's not totally in Shas HaMira. There, every moment, there's a new Isser. If the Matzav changes, then the Isser is also going to change. It's not Nikba B'Shas HaShavya. So it's nikba every moment anew. If the matzav changes, then things change. Masha'en came when it comes to shavi nafshi chetichet yisura. When it comes to edus, there it's nikba b'sha'asa agadus edus. So lefi ha'amur miyushavim heitev devrei Rambam. Farenfet Rambam zeir git she'omnam. When she says tmei ani l'cha, she isn't ne'menes, since she's mishuabedes l'bayla. And at that moment, she's also asura to the other kohanim. Because since she's not ne'menes vis-a-vis her husband, kevin shehutra hutra, she's ne'menes also l'gabi all the other kohanim. But afterwards, when her husband dies, and now she's asura on all the kohanim, because now she's not mishibah to her husband anymore. Now, the shibah to her husband prevented her from being believed b'shas maisa. But now the matzah changed. Now she's not mishibah to her husband anymore after her husband dies. And memela, now her words now take effect. Now she is a surah to all the other kohanim. Gevaldik. That's pshat in the Rambam, Perakit Ches Surah B'Alachates. Ulefizet Satku Divrei Abeis Yankif. That even though b'shah she'amar shalom matzah lo b'sulim, shavya nafshei chaticha di sura, it's true. When he said lo matzah lo b'sulim, shavya nafshei chaticha di sura, so now she's a sura to him, and he can't be with her. Nevertheless, he brings Edom. The Edom became Edom Zomimin. Now he has a shibud of Losi Eli Isha, that he has to marry her because he was Motzi Shemra on her. So he has to stay married. She's no longer Asur to him. Like we said, it's not like Edom, that when Edom say something, that's it. It's a done deal. It's over. Once they said it, it's established. Once they're ne'aman, there's no hafka afterwards of their ne'amanis. When it comes to chaticha disura, things are different. We have to be done kol shah v'shah. And if now there's a shibud, paka ne'amanusa. That's exactly what happened over here. That there's a shibud. What's the shibud? Shibud is that he has to stay married to her. So once the Edom come and say that your Edom imanu isem makom ploni, he makes the Edom of the father make the Edom of the Baal into Edom Zomimin. So now he has a shibud that he has to stay married to her. And his chaticha di sura doesn't help. You don't accept his chaticha di sura anymore because he's a shibud. Ne'en biyado lafkiyat as a shibud. He can't be mafkiyat the shibud. And therefore he has to stay married to her, and we understand then why he gets a malchus when as a kohen he divorces her. What right did you have to divorce her? There's no more chaticha di sura. Once the Edom come and say that you're Edom or Edom Zomimin, now you have to stay married to her, now you have a shibud. No longer mechuyev l'garsha, adarav, you have to keep her. So that's why he gets malchus when he's a kohen who divorces her. So that is a teretz for the Beis Yaakov. And there's obviously a lot more to say on this sugya. So Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue discussing it. B'li Neder, Hashem should give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chaim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.